Welcome to Conversations. I'm your host, Ron Coons. Want to thank you for joining us this weekend. And joining me this segment is Kelly Brown, the Executive Director for North Helpline. Kelly, good morning. Thank you for coming on.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So I know North Helpline has been around for, 34 years-ish?
Yeah.
I know it started very small. Now you have, two locations. You guys are blowing up. Can you just go into where the idea came from and then just the growth over the last three decades or so?
Yeah. So North Helpline was founded with when a group of neighbors came together and wanted to help their neighbors make ends meet. It was originally founded kind of modeled after the Queen Anne Helpline. There's an old flyer that says, if Queen Anne can do it, we can do it. So we're serving the north end of the city and county. And they pooled their resources and started with our homelessness prevention or financial assistance program, where we help provide funds to prevent evictions, to prevent utility shutoffs, and assist in move-ins. And so that's how we were founded. And then in 2001, a local food bank closed their doors, and this group of neighbors said, well, let's figure out how to run a food bank. And that's when our food bank program was launched in Lake City. And then in 2017, we launched our second site in Bitter Lake. We kind of took over a site that another organization was running, but needed to step away from. So now we have the two sites, both in Lake City and Bitter Lake, and are working to make sure our neighbors have food on the table and a roof over their heads.
So as you guys have grown, you've grown a lot. I feel like as you grow and you're able to do more, obviously the need becomes exponential. How have you guys kind of shifted your strategies and being like, okay, now we need to do it this way compared to, 2001 or even before that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we did a lot of that shifting during the pandemic. Our home delivery program, where we bring groceries to our neighbors who aren't able to make it safely into the food banks, grew exponentially. We are delivering to about 250 families bi-weekly right now. And that grew from 34 before the pandemic. So it's really listening to the needs of our neighbors and responding. We had our community connector program grew out of our neighbors getting to know us when they came to the food banks and starting to ask for additional resources or help navigating the social services world. There's a lot of resources out there, but they can be pretty spread out. And so our community connectors help make those connections to the different resources that folks need to for their families to thrive. So it's a lot of listening to what our neighbors are asking for what they're saying they need. Our neighbors are the experts in their own lives and what they need to succeed. So that's kind of what drives all of our expansions and our changes in services.
I know we talk about it all the time. It's hard for people to say they need help. How important is the outreach part of it for you guys?
It's really important because I think there is a certain amount of stigma in our society around saying I need help. But we would so much rather be that help at the beginning when maybe it's something that we can do like a little bit of an intervention. Maybe you just need food to make sure that you're able to afford rent or provide Christmas for your family or holiday gifts. If we're able to get that early intervention and then folks kind of and bridge that gap rather than have folks wait until it's dire, then I think we're able to really help folks get kind of through the hard time. There is a stigma around asking for help. We have the help. We want folks to come and get the resources that they need to support themselves and their families so that it doesn't end up being are evolving into a more dire situation where more help is needed or more interventions are needed. So a lot of times folks will come to us and they'll say, I've never expected to be in this situation. A lot of times it might be seniors living on a fixed income in a city that just keeps on getting more expensive. And our response is always, well, we're so glad you're here. We're so glad that you came and got the support that you need. And that's why North Helpline exists, is to help kind of bridge those gaps, to help support people when they're in situations they never anticipated being in. We all deserve that support in our community to be able to make it through difficult times.
Do you see, is that a lot of the people that you're seeing as Seattle natives who just can't keep up with the inflation and stuff going on right now?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the biggest bumps that we've seen are increases in the number of people coming to us for assistance was when the pandemic era SNAP benefits that were cut. And that happened back in March. And we've seen a 25 to 30% increase in the number of people coming to the food banks because they are no longer able to feed themselves with the SNAP, federal SNAP benefits, their food stamps that were cut. Seniors were receiving around $240 a month in SNAP benefits. And when the pandemic era was rolled back, those investments were rolled back, they're now receiving $20 a month. And so that you can't feed anybody for $20 a month.
Yeah.
So they're needing to seek additional assistance to make ends meet.
So you do, obviously like the food banks and stuff like that. There's also like a portion, the homelessness prevention side. What, resources are you providing for that area?
So we're providing direct, cash assistance, to landlords, so folks will come to us. So homelessness prevention, the way that homelessness prevention works is our neighbors come to us and they apply for the program and they say and bring in documentation that they're behind on rent or are moving into a new place and need assistance getting into a new place or in danger of a utility shutoff. And then North Helpline will go through our program, evaluate that. And then there's a lottery is how we select folks to receive the assistance in the month. And then we'll send a check directly to the landlord, to the utility company to help folks keep up on their rent and prevent evictions and utility shutoffs.
How long does that process normally take?
So the application window every month is about 2 weeks long where folks are able to apply. We made some changes to it in the last year. We were having kind of all the slots that we had available being filled up on the first day that the application period would open. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we shifted to a lottery to try and provide more access to that program and then select the slots that we have each month. Right now, we're able to help 42 families a month. And then after that, it's about a week or two process to confirm with landlords and get the check sent out.
And then is the wraparound care portion, is that the newest kind of development within North Helpline with like the health clinic and stuff like that?
Yeah. So it's always been something that's been on our mind when we moved into the building and or did our capital campaign and moved into our new building in Lake City in 2010. There was a clinic space built upstairs to help provide co-located services. And we are really excited. Last year, when Seattle Indian Health Board moved into that clinic space and opened their doors to serve our community, we've heard from partners and from Seattle Indian Health Board like how impactful it has been to have that type of clinic in our neighborhood and right upstairs from the food bank. We're always looking for ways to eliminate kind of the runaround that is needed to access the resources that folks need, whether that be bringing in tabling partners to table at the food banks or having that warm referral to a resource if somebody comes in and says, hey, we're looking for childcare. And I say, oh, great. We know North Seattle Family Center is great at navigating those resources. Let me introduce you to someone over there. Or if someone comes in and they're wanting to learn, get better at English, practicing their English. We have wonderful partners up the street, Literacy Source, that we're able to refer folks to and get registered for classes. We're not trying to do all the things, but we are trying to be the connector that makes accessing those different resources more available, more easy, more, it doesn't require as much time, doesn't require as much travel. All those things are barriers to access. We're trying to remove those barriers for our neighbors.
What is a common thing you hear regarding food insecurity in general, or even just specifically with Seattle, that you find yourself having to correct people on and just kind of shed a new light?
Yeah, I think there's a narrative of like the deserving poor of like, we should only be giving resources to the folks who deserve it. And that's just like, food is a right that everybody should have access to. We really believe that at North Helpline. And regardless of background or different things, we all deserve to have a meal on the table, to have our bellies full. And that is kind of the first step in being able to tackle other things that may be going on in our lives.
And we're right into, you know, like we're getting right into the holiday season. How, obviously this is like a pretty important time when, you know, food is the main thing when you're celebrating around this time of year. Mm-hmm. How are you guys ramping up and what are you guys doing to kind of prepare for the next coming, you know, weeks or a couple of months?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of food drives. We just did our turkey drive at the Lake City Fred Meyers. And food is such a vital part of how we celebrate and how we gather and share and just those like traditions and joy that comes from sharing a meal with one another. So we're trying to, we're purchasing some extra things. We're doing food drive to support the different kind of special things that are around. Around the holidays. And we are also, we're in the midst of our holiday gift card registration process. And that's a program where we provide holiday gift cards to parents for their kids so that the parents are able to go shopping and get gifts for their kids during the holiday season. And registration goes through November 30th. And then we will be doing a distribution the second week of December, handing out those gift cards. So we're also doing a lot of gift card drives, trying to collect resources.
What is a good way for people to reach out to you guys if they want to donate or give money or just volunteer their time? How can they reach you?
Yeah. So we have a pretty comprehensive website. It's www.northhelpline.org, O-R-G. And there's a donate button on the top right corner. There's a tab where you can fill out a volunteer application. Volunteers are so key to what we do. We wouldn't be able to do anything without our volunteers. We have some amazing people giving of them their time to the organization and making sure that our neighbors have food on the table, from picking up food at the grocery stores to driving those home delivery boxes to our neighbors who aren't able to make it in, volunteering on the line or behind the scenes, sorting the food, making sure it's safe and good to be handed out, that it's something that anybody would like to eat. Volunteers are really key. So we're looking for new folks to make sure we're able to continue our work.
Again, talking to Kelly Brown, the executive director of North Helpline. Really appreciate you coming on. I think it's really great what you're doing. And I think it's shedding a lot of light that, like I said, that maybe there's some misperceptions. And I think it's really great what you guys are doing. So thank you again for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're listening to Conversations This Morning, a public affairs program of this station.